You know, Toby, I want to ask you about the all-important chariot race. You're no stranger to horses. Mm-hmm. You also didn't have the 2 years that Yakima Canute had in the 1959 version. So what was your training? First, the training regimen, like, to learn chariot driving, but then also the shooting of it. Because in this one, I know that Timur was very excited about this. Every conversation we've had for 2 years was ended up as the chariot thing. Mm-hmm. He was happy with all the horses.
Yeah.
But we're not shooting in 70mm Panavision. It's narrowed down, which requires a lot more setups, a lot more shooting. Can you walk us through what the whole experience from training to filming of that was like?
Yeah, so training began, it was 1 month before shooting, so we were there 3 weeks before everyone else, yeah. And so, you know, there was a whole process of, the way you learn the chariot was, you learn one horse, you learn two horses, and then you learn four horses. And that is because your first horse is the horse you're going to keep on your outside right flank, because we're running the spinner to the left. Now, it was an actual scale spinner, and in the 59, they made a triple size, so they could have time and space to get these shots of wheels clashing or them whipping each other. We didn't have that time because we had the advancement of technology, which is a light camera. So we had cameras on the chariots, we had GoPros in soccer balls on the thing, so you could see under the horse's hooves. We had all this light technology, and that allowed to do it at full speed. We don't ever have to speed up the film. So no one's having to do this and looking at, you know, we don't have to do that. And it's not because they couldn't do it, it's just the technology wasn't there. The camera's capability wasn't there. So we knew we were going to be doing this full speed. That was the reason I signed up for the job, was Timo said, we are doing this, it's not CGI. There's no technology can give me four horse characters for each of the eight chariots. It's just, it's too much work, so we're gonna do it for real. And the reason you learn one horse, twofold. First thing is, if you stamp on the brakes that we had, which were disc brakes, the chariot hops, it just is, it's a physics thing. And at the front we have a pole that is attaching the horse to the chariot. If that pole touches the ground, we're tumbled over. So you can't stamp on your brake. So really you have to learn this horse, and this horse learns your voice. He's on your outside right because he's your smartest. So he's going to be running the full race with you. If we do seven laps, he's running all seven laps. He's going to hear your voice over eight other voices calling and yipping and woeing. And then you've got two bulls. They're just going to run. They're runners. They're just runners. They're runners. They're sheep. They'll follow whatever George or Motsi does. Now, Motsi is your inside horse, and he's the laziest horse you've ever had in your life. And the reason he's lazy is my strength is nothing compared to one horse. So compared to four, forget about it. There's no point. So I have Motsi to break stride. Now, Motsi doesn't want to run. So even on the long straight, he's still sort of doing this. So he breaks stride. The two sheep follow him. Now it's me and three horses versus George. And George is listening to my voice. So suddenly I've got a symbiotic relationship, and I can actually leave these horses thinking I'm in charge. Which is not true at all.
Who was better with the horses?
Who was better?
Yeah, you
and Jack.
Masala.
Thank you.
I saw it. I was there every day. You were incredible with those horses. No, Jack was awesome, but it was just different.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
He had a different approach. He worked different with horses. For Toby, you could see it was very important that he connected with his four horses. That's the reason why you did so much training, and it was just, it was awesome.
Thank you.
It was incredible seeing these guys, and they did it for real.
Yeah, we had a great day doing it for Peter. Yes. Yeah. He was there watching the race, so we all just ran the race.
They just did it again and again and again, just for me. That was
it was great.
It was awesome.
No pressure on us suddenly. No. It was just like, oh man, we're all like waving at him. It was like,
but I could see when you saw Jack and you standing with those, you gotta be strong.
Yeah, you have to hold those horses because they can go. I mean, it was eight seconds from the gate to the first corner. 8 seconds, it's quick. It's nearly 46 miles an hour.